I'm Yona Stamatis, your host of the WUIS Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Joining me in the studio today for a brief conversation is Maestro Ken Lam, candidate for the position of Music Director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for joining us today.
Very nice to meet you too, Yona.
Maestro Lam will conduct the beautiful Beethoven concert on Friday, February 24th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium, here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. So Maestro, welcome back to Springfield. We had the pleasure of meeting you this winter when you conducted the Winter Winds concert. Would you remind our listeners a bit about you, where you come from, and your current musical engagements?
Yes, absolutely. I'm originally from Hong Kong and grew up there until 15, when I went to England to study, went to boarding school and college. But at first, I wanted to play the violin. I wanted to become a violinist. I wanted to study at the Guildhall School of Music in London. My mom said, well, do something for real. You know, don't waste your time because you have to earn a living. And, you know, you should enjoy music as a hobby. It's always better that way. Now, of course, she was right, and I actually followed her advice. I went and studied economics at Cambridge. And the great thing about Cambridge was there's so much music going on with the 30-odd colleges. I actually got to sing a lot, played a lot, and read economics. And I had such a great time that I said to my senior tutor, I'd love to stay for another year and play more music. And he said, well, you've got to find something to do. So what would you like to do? And I said, well, how about reading law? And he said, okay, fine, you can read law. And so I did. And I then became a lawyer in London, working in London and really with a very big firm and worked all over the place, including DC and Asia. But all that time, I kept on playing the violin in community orchestras and singing in community choirs. And one time their conductor didn't show up and I started conducting. And that's how it began. And after a few years, I decided, well, maybe I should take a year out and study conducting. And there's a very, very good school at Johns Hopkins University, the Peabody Conservatory. And for some reason, they took a chance on me. And so 10 years later, I'm still on holiday. So this is great.
Tell us what you have in store for us this concert.
Well, it's I think it's the title of the concert is Beethoven.
Yes, beautiful Beethoven.
Beautiful
yes.
Beethoven. It's a nice title because really the central work in this program is the Beethoven Violin Concerto. For me, that's as hard to say things like this, but really it's the greatest violin concerto out there.
Why is that?
It's not the most virtuosic, like a Paganini or a Venyovsky or even Tchaikovsky. But this concerto is so special even among Beethoven's own works. It takes you through a range of emotions, but by the end, he resolves all the conflict. And, you know, we have a young violinist performing it, Simon Lamsma, she's Dutch. And, you know, one often thinks, well, what is a young musician has to say about Beethoven? But you look at all the reviews she has with playing Beethoven. You know, all the reviews she has is absolutely amazing. They said, you know, Beethoven is a specialty of hers. So I'm just really looking forward to collaborating with her and finding out what she has to say about this concerto and really trying to put her in the best light possible and hopefully learn something from her this week.
This has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you so much for being here.
This has been a conversation with Maestro Ken Lam, guest conductor of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. He will direct the orchestra this Friday, February 24th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium. This is the beautiful Beethoven concert featuring works by Beethoven and Sibelius with special guest violin soloist Simon Lamsma. For tickets, please visit ilsymphony.org. Thank you, and see you at the concert.